Hello and welcome to part two of our podcast, IBM Pulse 2008, a can't-miss event. I'm Bob Pickard of IBM Tivoli Marketing. IBM Pulse is set for May 18th through 22nd, 2008, in Orlando, Florida, and it's being described as the premier service management event of the year, a can't-miss event. Well, to find out precisely who should not miss this event, we're speaking with leading Tivoli executives about who they would invite, and they are Al Zoller, General Manager, IBM Tivoli Software, Bill Sawyer, Vice President, Maximo and Hosting Operations, IBM Tivoli, and Kieran Moynihan, Vice President and Chief Technology Officer, Telecommunications for IBM Tivoli. Welcome back, gentlemen. Al, in part one of our podcast, we talked about the many features and attractions that make Pulse a can't-miss event. So, exactly what kind of people shouldn't miss it?
Great question, Bob. First, I'd say that anyone who attended the Tivoli Technical User Conference over the past few years, they'll find that this is really taking that event to a whole new level of scale. It'll give them the broadest and deepest look into Tivoli solutions, strategy or direction, more broad than anything we've ever provided. But I'd like to characterize who should attend by some of the job categories. I'd say IT professionals who want to learn more about managing their infrastructure and, again, industrializing those operations using IT process frameworks like ITIL or COBIT so that they can do a better job of delivering services that are aligned to their business goals. And by IT professionals, I mean IT managers, directors, system and network administrators, systems analysts, architects, engineers. Secondly, communication service providers should be sure to come to Pulse. Whether they're interested in wireless, wireline, or the cable operators, they'll find solutions for monitoring and managing the quality of service delivery that will help them reduce operating costs, accelerate time to market for new services, and drive improved customer satisfaction. All those things are important to driving top-line revenue growth and bottom-line profitability. If you're a plant operations professional, you shouldn't miss this event, especially if you're interested in optimizing the performance and increasing the ROI of systems you've already deployed, sweating the assets, as we say, getting the most out of the capital investments that are made, reducing manufacturing cycle times while improving quality, and making sure that as you manage assets, they're aligned with the overall business strategy. And, of course, our ecosystem, which is really formed by our IBM business partners, should definitely come because they'll find ways to increase their competitive advantage as they present their solutions and capabilities to customers in the marketplace. So across a broad range of job descriptions, if you want to learn more about how to take advantage of IBM's asset and service management capabilities so that you can unlock innovation from these operational resources and apply it to other investments, you ought to come to Pulse. And, of course, seeing Lance Armstrong is something I'm excited about, as well as Hootie of the Blowfish.
Bill, what can people who attended Maximo World over the years, those most interested in asset management, what can they expect at Pulse?
Well, personally, having been at every prior Maximo World, I am very confident that they can expect everything they loved about Maximo World, only enhanced and expanded. You know they should feel right at home because 40% or more of the audience at Pulse will be Maximo users. Plus, we'll have the same tracks and campgrounds that they have enjoyed before. We'll have enterprise asset management tracks covering product, production, facility, and transportation, service providers, public sector, along with the Maximo Utility Working Group. We'll have the industry spotlight, executive decision makers, and a Maximo campground, and more customer presentations than we've ever had before. We've got a larger exhibit area featuring vendor exhibits, product demos, and networking opportunities with their peers, their colleagues, and many of our IBM business partners. Some really interesting executive track presentations will be on display, such as the Green Data Center, Managing IT and Facilities for Energy Efficiency, Risk and Compliance Management in Asset-Intensive Industries, the changing roles of the plant engineer and the IT manager, the aging assets as well as aging workforce issues will be discussed. We've got the Maximo Solutions Center back in full force with 60 workstations staffed by subject matter experts tailored directly to EAM. You know, a highlight of the meeting will be the Maximo Utility Working Group, which will be holding their spring meeting in conjunction with Pulse. So they will have dedicated tracks, campgrounds, hospitality, and utility pads for their several hundred users that will be participating. We've also got post-conference seminars, as we had in the past, a best practices session on IBM Maximo asset management, and configuring Maximo 6 to support routine and outage maintenance. So all in all, Bob, I view a terrific event.
Kieran, how about those who've attended the NetCool Symposium in the past? What can communication services providers expect to gain from Pulse?
Well, Bob, the NetCool Symposium has a great track record in the industry as one of the key premier events for service providers. And I believe now I'm really excited, and the whole team believes that the Pulse event will take the NetCool Symposium to a whole new level and will really showcase the tremendous focus and investment that Tivoli have in the service provider space. Looking at the curriculum, it's incredibly strong across all the key areas of focus for service providers. The theme of our main track will be service assurance for communication service providers, and we'll show how IBM Tivoli, including the NetCool and Valent assets, helps create an integrated service management environment and puts customers firmly in control of their entire services infrastructure. From the network to the applications, spanning the IT data center and network infrastructure domains within the service provider, customers can gain that critical visibility on how their service quality is impacted, to true customer experience, and how well they're meeting overall business delivery goals. Our service and network performance management subtracks will highlight technology initiatives of manufacturing and pharmaceutical companies that reflect the key improvements in extended asset life, maximized ROI and ROA, and clearly optimized labor efficiency, and a lot more. Our market implementation integration subtract will focus on how the product suite has been expanded to provide solutions and true out-of-the-box capabilities to maximize return on investment to both end-user customers and service providers. And Bob, beyond those sessions, there's incredible more value. As we mentioned earlier, customers will be able to meet with the key Tivoli executives, NetCool and Valent product gurus at the Guru Galaxy, and this truly will be an international event that will enable service providers from all over the globe to meet, share their experiences, and learn from each other.
Al, any final comments on IBM Pulse 2008?
Well, Bob, as Kieran says, this is the most ambitious global event that we've ever put on in the areas of service and asset management. You know, we'll be pulling out all the stops to make sure that we provide maximum value. And that value exists from IBM in the form of the products and the capabilities that we have in those products and the services capabilities that we have not only with IBM but also within our ecosystem. There's so many things to learn, so many opportunities to interact with real experts from our company, from other companies. And I really think that those who attend this event will really create an opportunity to open their minds, change the way they think, and bring new capabilities and new ways of innovating to their businesses. So these are our goals for Pulse, and I really hope that I'll see everybody there.
Thank you, Al, Bill, and Kieran. It's clear that IBM Pulse 2008 offers lots of value to virtually everyone in the Tivoli customer base and to our business partners as well. You know, we're always adding something new to Pulse, so to learn the latest and to register for the event, please visit ibm.com/Tivoli. You'll see the link to the Pulse page right there. Thank you for listening, and see you at IBM Pulse 2008.